Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? This is your host, Primetime Adam Townsend, and you're listening to Primetime Live. The show is revamped, revitalized, re-euthanized. Part by Highlander Barbecue, and for all your MMA news, you can go to MMA-insider.com. The great John Morehouse is the head honcho in charge of that website. He does an excellent job right there. Also, tomorrow is Thursday, so of course at Highlander Barbecue, you do have the pig wings available. If you never had a pig wing, go up there and get your ass a fucking pig wing. It's the best piece of pork you ever put in your little fat face. So, yeah, like I said, we're going to talk about a little bit about that real quick. You know, we are have got this thing coming live. We have got the show revamped, as I said before, prior to a second ago. And by revamped and revitalized, I mean, this is going to be a show where we talk about every fucking thing. I'm tired of talking about MMA. MMA consumes my life. I'm still going to have fighters on the show, but I'm just going to talk about whatever the fuck I want to talk about. I ain't going to talk about no fighting. I mean, if fighters want to say something quick about fighting, then they can say something quick about their fight they have coming up to help promote that. Other than that, we're talking about bullshit. So, what up, Diablo?
Man, the greatest thing in the world just happened, bro.
What
I'm sitting here, you know, eating my cookie dough, and I had grabbed three cookies, and I'm sitting here just eating and going along, checking my Facebook. And I thought I ate all my cookie dough. I was like, oh, shit. You know, I kind of sucked. I was, like, looking forward to some more cookie dough. And right as I'm calling in, I look down, and a piece of cookie dough had fallen to the side.
Thank you,
so
Jesus.
Excited. So it's like Christmas. Well, I got my cookie dough.
Marky Lyles, what's up, faggot?
What's up, bitch?
You should have just muted him and been like, what's up, Mark? Oh!
that's week two.
I have no response. Mark's not on the show.
Mark has died on us.
Hey, Dustin, tell me what it does when I push this button, Mark. Or Dustin, either one. Ah, never mind. I can't do it. That's a premium feature. I got to buy it to get that
shit
done.
It made Dustin's cookie dough go away.
Damn it. Well, my Reese cups went away, too, but they went somewhere else. So, the Melee way, I'll go ahead and give a shout-out to my nutritionist, Tyler Minton. My diet has officially started. Tonight was kind of my last hoorah of eating what the fuck I wanted to. I've been cutting back here and there, but I've still ate like fucking horse shit. So, with that being said, the Melee way starts tomorrow. Well, I mean, I have. I'm sure I've ate worse than horse shit, if you know what I mean.
You're not.
Do I?
So, yeah, I mean, so has anybody got any hot topics we want to talk about? I'm sitting here actually watching Ricky Bobby as we speak, so fucking shake and bake.
What's going on in the world, dude? What do you think about the immigration laws, bro?
The immigration laws? Let me tell you I don't know anything about. The fucking immigration.
Well, you know, I was watching Fox News earlier, and that seems to be all that's on the news lately.
I can't wait to have. We have Josh Tate. Speaking of which, we have Josh Tate. Speaking of immigrants, we have Josh Tate coming in. Also, Stephen New. As well.
Are they both?
So,
this should be interesting.
They love each other.
So,
they are. I think they're BFFs.
Josh Tate made a funny status today. Yeah, it was. That's what I was about to say. Josh Tate had that funny ass status today about, you know, he's sorry for fucking saying all that shit to Stephen New, family and friends. I was like, God damn, Josh Kate really turned over a new leaf. And I was like, fuck it, April Fools. That motherfucker is funny, though. He says some funny-ass shit. I actually listened to both their audio interviews today at MMA-insider.com. Stephen didn't give nothing, but Stephen's like, yeah, I'm pissed. And Stephen says according to what Stephen said in the interview, Stephen's going to try to keep it standing. So, kind of curious to see how that works out. Because Josh does have decent fucking jiu-jitsu, too, you know.
Josh is one of those guys. He's an old school guy, man. I gotta go with Josh on this one.
Yeah.
The thing is not that Stevens, you know, hands ain't great, but you know,
Stevens
known
great,
for his
though.
Jiu-Jitsu and his wrestling. You know what I'm saying? He's known for his hands in Jiu-Jitsu, which is so is Josh, but Josh is a black belt. But Steven will be a little bit bigger than Josh, too. So it's interesting, to, you know, just to see what happens with those two, for sure.
I mean, you also got to look at the fact that Josh Gate was fighting pro before I even started fighting amateurs. So that was a long time ago. I was, like, back in the Megalodon area or era whenever my swords roamed the earth and shit.
I was going to say something else. Shit. Oh, there was some epic-ass fights down in fucking Chattanooga this past weekend. I know that.
Well, we weren't talking in the day this time.
Oh, goddamn. Sorry. It consumes my life.
It's two
with.
Fighters and a cut, man, for Christ's sake. What the fuck else are we going to talk about?
That sounds like a fucking porno name. Two fighters and a cut, man.
Maybe Ronda Rousey and fucking Misha Tate.
Yeah, you fucking wish. So do I.
I don't fuck with MRFA tags. No, we do.
So
it'd be like the Nogueira brothers and Misha Tate having a show. Called Two Nogs and a Cupcake.
It's a three-way between Mark Lyle's Big Country and fucking Little Nog.
That show's coming out next year. That's a different show altogether.
Josh Kate is supposed to have been done being called in. Josh Kate, don't stand me up on my fucking revamped show, bro. It's going to be epic. That's why I had you on first to really get in it. Yeah. Okay, so y'all know that wrestling video that that I posted a while back. I posted it. Let me see if I can find the date. I don't know. Anyways, I posted it back in October. And it was me and Peyton wrestling on the bed.
Yeah.
That video has...
It's my turn you into a sex offender registry.
Yeah. But it has 17,000 views, which is fucking crazy.
And 16,000 with Dustin. That's crazy.
No, that was on the video of Dustin fucking primetime. Not literally, but physically, mentally. He fucked me mentally on that one.
I'm so confused with what's going on there now.
Keep up.
Fucking Holly goddamn Wood, Josh Cage. What the fuck is up, my friend?
I'm just ready to kick some ass, man.
So let's get this out of the way real fast. Go ahead and talk all the shit you want to about Steven. Well, this is my new show. If you notice, the MMA is not in the show. So this is basically a show for us to fucking sit around for, you know, 10 or so minutes and have this bullshit about whatever we want to fucking bullshit about. So, you know, we ain't got to talk about fighting. If you want to talk about fighting, we can. You know, I mean, if you want to talk about how bad Steven New sucks or whatever did you do, you can do that as well. But, you know, for the most part, we're going to sit around and shoot the shit and make fun of each other and things like that. I heard you bought
your bike.
Keep it
classy, Hollywood. Keep it classy.
Keep it classy. I don't know if I can do that. So did you have Steven New on before me?
No, he's coming on next.
Oh, God. Y'all are going to fall asleep.
I know. My ratings are going to fucking plummet after you get off the show. Okay?
Everyone's going to quit listening after this. I hope he's listening
fucking
right now. I'm not going to listen to him.
Yeah.
I didn't think about Matt Schaub getting signed by the Ravens. They should have just given me the money.
God damn it, dude. Like, my Cowboys, man, they was, you know, I was like, my Cowboys is running strong. They made the fucking playoffs fucking last year. Going to turn around and have a good season with fucking, you know, Dez Bryant, DeMarco Murray, and we're going to keep going strong with our fucking sucky quarterback, Romo. And then, God damn it, the Eagles went around and fucked around, picked up the worst quarterback in the entire fucking league, and I was so happy. And then they get my goddamn running back, and I about shot myself in the face.
Yep. A lot of weird shit this season.
So I'm interested to see how the fucking draft, I mean, the draft works with a lot of these, you know, newer, because there's really not anybody coming up that's super fucking good. But
yeah.
I'm just going to see who everybody goes after.
There's three less out of Alabama, I'll tell you that.
Who out of Alabama?
I said three less of them out of Alabama.
Wow.
They all got arrested on drug charges this week.
Oh, imagine that.
Yeah, I know. Hard to believe.
Parole tide, baby. Parole tide.
Parole tide. That is true. Yeah, man. How's everything been going, Josh? Is fucking everything cool? Everything going good?
Yeah, like I had said in previous interview, I mean, I'm not even training for this fight, so I'm just kicked back and relaxing, and I watch a lot of fights on YouTube.
That helps, I heard.
So you train UFC, man.
Yep.
That's what Team Ludus does, I hear. Team Ludus does that to prepare for other fights, I hear.
Yeah, well,
so,
I'm going to try it out for Stephen New. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I'm not too worried about it.
I've been watching this fucking show on Amazon Prime Instant Video. Goddamn Eastbound and Down. Anybody ever watch that shit?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a fucking subscriber, bro.
You watch that shit,
I am
Kate?
Kenny Powers.
I'm fucking Kenny Powers. I'm Kenny fucking. I'm Adam fucking Townsend, actually.
I know, that's what's so sad, isn't
it? You got to grow your mullet.
This is the next show, dude.
I mean, I'm getting a mullet, dude. I mean, I'm growing a mullet. This really, I mean, just think about that shit, because the first fucking, you know, the first episode, he's a fucking washed-up fucking baseball player. I'm a washed-up football player. And then he goes and fucking substitutes at the school.
It's
classic. It's what I do. It's me. It's me in real life. And he's like, he asked the kids, he's like, so if everybody, he's like, all right, kids, I know I'm fucking famous. If anybody has any questions, go ahead and give them to me. He's like, yeah, we heard that coach is going to rehab. He said, about me, motherfucker. He's like, he heard his back and he's going to rehab. We heard you went to rehab too. He's like, what did you hurt? He's like, I hurt my nose.
Shit was funny. My nose. God damn.
So, but yeah, I mean, fucking Kenny fucking Powell, yeah. That's about it. That's all I've been doing in my life recently is training and watching fucking Eastbound and Down. And I think I come to the final season today. I think I've got like two episodes left or some shit like that. I'm kind of depressed.
I was disappointed with the end of it.
Oh, fuck, that don't sound good. I was disappointed. You know what other show I was disappointed in? Fucking at the ending was fucking Breaking Bad. That shit drove me fucking crazy the way it ended.
I've never seen any of those. I heard it's badass.
Oh,
somebody
bro,
just
it's
got
like
Netflix.
I watched that show. I watched fucking Breaking Bad a long time ago, but that's one of my favorites. That's probably my favorite show ever in life, actually.
I'll
sit there and watch.
But
it's fucking.
The Sopranos
sucked
too,
fucking.
Though. The ending.
Yeah, I mean, the Weeds suck. If you ever watched all the fucking seasons of Weeds, they suck too. So.
Oh, fuck off, Mark. For sure. There'll be a
I'm a big Walking Dead nerd.
The game program.
Are you walking? Are you on the Walking Dead kit, Josh Kate?
I am. I'm gonna tell everybody how much of a nerd I am. I've read all the comic books too.
Oh, there's Walking Dead comic books.
Oh yeah. Yep.
Hey, what the fuck is up? Actually, see, I didn't know they made fucking comic books still. But do you know anything about them killing off one of the fucking Ninja Turtles?
What? No. No.
Dude, which one did they kill off?
I don't know. Hunley said it was
Donatello.
Yeah, Tyler Hunley said it was Donatello, but
yeah,
who knows? He was one anyway. So
no, but I mean they legit did in the comic books that they still make. They legit killed one off, like fucking for real. But like I said, I didn't know they still make fucking comic books. I mean, goddamn, it's fucking 2015. Get the fucking program. Get goddamn internet.
They make comic books for the Kindle asshole.
I mean, I've never actually I don't even think I've ever seen a Playboy. Do they still make like Playboys and stuff like that?
They do. It's amazing, isn't it? Drugs and pornography, dude. They never go out of style.
That's true. That is
fucking.
Mark Wilde just made a very interesting point. Drugs and pornography will never go out of style.
Dude, they are recession proof, baby. It don't matter how broke you is, you're going to be able to afford that shit.
Oh,
you and Alicia Chubbs, motherfucker.
That's a quote that fucking Mark Wilde will live by. Fucking drugs and pornography.
That's the way I have lived.
You know how they got them quotes? It's like, fucking blah blah blah.
One
blah,
more
blah,
round by
stop.
Stitch.
No, yeah, it's like a blah 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 bash Abraham Lincoln fucking drugs and fucking porn Mark Wahls.
I figured that shirt would have been made long ago, really, but
that's what should be on your fucking Cutman shirt, that whack ass Cutman shirt you got. Josh, hey, have you ever seen a more whack fucking cut fucking shirt than that shirt Mark Wahls fucking dragged around?
Would you rather me wear a vest like your homeboy? No, she won't.
Mark, shut up. Let fucking.
But Josh can't talk shit about Stephen New, man. That's what we're here for.
No, we're here to fucking hear about your goddamn faggot ass wannabe shit Cutman shirt.
Dude, I took two pictures of you in it the other day. What the fuck's that about, dude?
Hey, do you make those Cutman shirts with sleeves, like the Paxton sleeves?
Yeah, man, like fucking
of course,
like a.
For you?
Like,
yes.
Like Todd Murray used to wear.
Used to?
Oh yeah, no, used to. Sorry. I went into Todd's hotel room one time, and he had like 27 shirts and a total of like 2 sleeves.
Oh shit!
Motherfucker, had 10 shirts packed in a suitcase and 2 sleeves total.
And they could Velcro out on each.
And those were like 2 full sleeves and then 1 quarter sleeve.
Well, Josh K, Stephen New, I think, is called in right now. So if you want to give any parting words before we let you go and fucking,
we should
switch it over
Josh
to his side of the show.
Here's how I'm going to close out, because my dog's telling me he needs to take a shit right now anyway, so I got to go walk him.
Okay.
Stephen New, everyone's like, oh, I'm excited to see this fight, and I don't know why, because it's not gonna be that good. I mean, I'm going to run through him, and it's not going to be any problem. He says he's going to throw hands with me. I think he's throwing a total of 1 punch in 20 fights, so I can't wait to see this. I might just step back and watch and let him throw a few. But regardless, April 11th. Yeah, like, go ahead, Stephen. Get it out of your system. Tell me when you're ready to fight. You know?
Give me them all.
So, anyway, that's all I've got to say about it, and I can't wait till April 11th. This is my retirement fight, by the way.
I heard that.
Yeah, right,
fuck
motherfucker.
Yeah, congratulations,
brother. You've only had fucking, you retired more than goddamn, was it Terry Funk?
Yeah.
You retired more than fucking Terry Funk.
You're the only other amateur fighters in this area.
Goddamn fucking amateur fighters retiring. I need to rant about that this evening. We actually have a special guest ranter tonight. We got a special guest tonight. So, anyways, Josh, everybody make sure y'all come out and check out Josh fighting Stephen News April 11th down at the, don't know where it's at, but it's 18 and up.
International. That's right. All right. Well, I will see you guys then.
All right, Josh. Thanks for calling in, buddy. Appreciate it, man.
All right. Thank you. See you.
Steven, show.
Hey, what's up?
Fucking time new. What's up, Steven?
Not much. Not much. Listening to Josh run his mouth as usual.
That's what he does.
Josh
is good at
it. Shit. That motherfucker. Hey, the thing about Josh is, like, Josh never really says nothing. I mean, Josh ain't, I mean, that I've ever read or that I've ever noticed. I could be wrong. But for the most part, when I see Josh talking shit to his opponents, it's always this goofy shit. It's never like nothing like fucking personal, like fucking, you know, fuck your family or shit like that. You know, I mean, has he done any of that to you?
Yeah, a little bit. That post today.
Oh, really? Have you ever used a thing like fuck your couch? That's a good term. I like to use fuck your couch.
I don't know.
Did
I
ever tell you the story about that? About the party I had at my house when I got kicked out of my apartment? The same night the dude got knocked out. Okay, the same night that, you know, y'all saw that video I'm on my Facebook, a dude getting knocked out. Okay.
That same night, I was
actually in the process of buying my trailer, and we was about to move out anyway, so we was, you know, fixing the place up real nice and cleaning the walls and fucking cleaning the carpet so I can get my $350 deposit back, you know. Never got that motherfucker back. Go ahead and let's tell you that part of the story. So, this motherfucker, like, I'm like 21 at the time, probably. Like, there's probably 40 people in my little two-bedroom fucking apartment. and literally every motherfucker in there is fucking under the age of 21 for sure. So, but about two. And there is my little apartment complex has like room for like five people to park. And there's like 40 fucking cars out there. Well, sure enough, the police end up showing up and everybody runs out the back door. And it's like in the middle of fucking December when it's snowing. Everybody runs out the back door and I made everybody take their shoes off at the door. So when the cops pull up, there's like 40 pairs of fucking shoes sitting out there at the fucking door. And everybody runs out the back door out in the fucking woods. In the snow. In the mud. So,
take them shoes off!
And so, like, they're like, where's everybody else at? Like, I don't know, man. There's a fucking party up in fucking Rome Mountain. They said they're going to leave their cars here, blah, blah, blah. So, fucking sure enough, like, they basically just end up leaving. Everybody comes back in just tracking fucking mud. Like, I mean, goddamn, it looked like they had walked in clay mud up to halfway up their fucking legs. Well, this one motherfucker goes in there and gets in my bed with this bitch that, like, two people's already fucked. And I'm kissing on her. And fucking mud up his goddamn ankles. And it's just like the Dave Chappelle, fucking Rick James, fucking fuck your couch, but it was fuck my bed. Goddamn hell. He's in my bed under my cover just fucking grinding his goddamn nasty feet.
French kissing that nasty bitch.
Yep. After she done fucked your dick. Anyway, Stephen New, more about you. Less about
was this story about Stephen New? I was hoping this was going to tie in somehow.
That was him tongue kissing the bitch. Yep, that was him.
Fuck yeah.
Me and Steven grew up together. He went to Hampton with
he's
me.
He's a fucking hater.
he's a hitter. Steven New, what's up? I mean, you going to show them hands this coming fight? Is that the scouting report so far?
Yeah, I'd like to. I want to shut him up. For his, what, like 17th retirement?
Yeah.
At least.
I mean, he keeps saying they're retiring. The reason I think that Kate keeps saying he's retiring is because, motherfuckers are not beating him. So I think when somebody beats him, then I think that's when he'll make it official and say, fuck it, I'm done with this bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, why retire on top? I mean, he's fighting people he can beat. So, but that's why he's going to retire after this one. He already knows.
Oh, shit, it's got real. I've heard Steven. I never heard Steven talk no shit before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've never seen me throw hands either, so there's a first time for everything.
I mean, I've seen you throw hands in training, so. But never in a fight, like you said. But now, have you just been training in that gamma mostly for this? I don't want to really talk a lot about fighting, but I do kind of want to know this.
Yeah. I mean, that's primarily where I've been training.
Y'all, have y'all kind of like restarted that MMA program down there?
Not really, but we have a boxing coach, the old boxing coach. You know, they close and everything, so he comes in and we do one-on-one lessons, and then some of the guys from the jiu-jitsu come in there just to do boxing. We don't officially do MMA.
Okay, officially.
You know you're getting ready to have an official MMA fight, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
so,
just making sure.
We come in there and we train and do full MMA, but as far as you know, none of them want to fight. They say they just want to, I don't even know.
We call that Mark Walling, actually.
Yeah.
What's your name? The line
dick slap. Fucking. Had a bunch of fucking cool-ass fucking Kenny Powers quotes, but I done fucking forgot them all.
These letters.
Hey, Dustin.
Yep.
The fucking, what are you doing, motherfucker?
Man, just listen to this.
Ask this ballsy motherfucker a question.
So, Steven?
Yeah.
No, the other guy's on here.
Steven's group.
I didn't know if you wanted me to ask Martin
Austin
a question. If you could own any fast food restaurant, which fast food restaurant would you own?
Damn, I love
that. And you had to eat only at that restaurant for the rest of your life.
Taco Bell.
For me. Fucking my second choice.
Yeah,
I what do you get when you go to Taco Bell, Steven? That's what I ate tonight. I'll go ahead and tell you what I had after you tell me what you get there.
I try to get one of everything.
Okay. So here's what I get when I go to Taco Bell. This is exactly how I order every time. Need a number 7 with chicken, hard shell taco, no lettuce. I also need a Mountain Dew to drink with that with no ice. Also need another chicken quesadilla with that, please, with the pintos and cheese. Also let me get a taco or a double-decker taco, and also a side of nacho cheese, and that'll be it. And then
Caleb
sometimes I'll go fucking. Yeah. And then I'll
Caleb
go to Wendy's.
Shot himself,
I usually get 2 cheesy gordita crunches, and then usually get like a soft taco with it. So,
what's a gordita?
Okay,
like
you gotta learn about that shit.
Soft shell wrapped.
You know what's really funny about Mexican food? Period is the fact that fucking it's all the same goddamn thing, just with different names and layered differently. Oh, I want a fucking soft taco. Oh, you get meat, cheese, and lettuce. Oh, I want a fucking soft taco. You get meat, cheese, and lettuce. Oh, I want a fucking burrito. You get meat, cheese, and lettuce. And beans.
That's because you're using the Spanish from fucking Taco Bell, dude.
Goddamn,
I mean, in real life, that shit don't really mean that.
Fucking, I know a bunch of goddamn fucking
I bet you do. Fucking rattle the shit out for me. You don't even know that much English.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
Kama Sayama. Okay, Kama Sayama. They don't air us. Fucking polo, gato, anaranjado, fucking blanco, negro. Goddamn, that's not Spanish. TVO, computero, fucking remoto, fucking keyboardo, fucking printero. Got it.
I've been schooled. I feel honored.
I worked with fucking Mexicans. I built a Mexican house. I built a Mexican casa one time, motherfucker. And we're
going
to see two nations that I swear to God, true fucking story. I went up and started helping these dudes build a house. Well, they were school teachers. So when school started back, they quit building the fucking house. Well fucking Matthew and Michael
Lazy
Warney
teachers.
Fucking put me in charge of building the fucking house. Me and two fucking Mexicans that spoke no English built a fucking house, a 60x30 with 4 bedrooms.
We all to say that came tumbling down the first windstorm they had.
You think you can do a redo on that over here in Boone Street, by God?
By God, to fucking do it up.
Okay, I guess hell tomorrow, motherfucker, shit.
Well, Steven, man, I mean, we've kind of rambled and done some bullshit. You know, I go ahead and let you give anything, you know, say anything you want to say and shit like that. We're going to bring on this rant session. You can stay online. You can hang up after you give your thing. But we're having a rant session tonight, and I think everybody wants to hear it. So go ahead, my friend.
Right, I've got nothing to say, just come out April 11th.
April 11th, there it is. Man, a few fucking words. April 11th, Josh Kate versus Steven Showtime New at the, what is it called again?
International.
The International. It's 18 and up. We're going to be fucking beer and titties everywhere. So it's going to be fun night.
Oh, yeah. It'll lick
all right, Steven, man, I appreciate you being on the show tonight. You can stay on, hang out, or whatever, fucking hang up. So we're going to bring on our next guest real quick. Thanks, buddy.
All right, thank you, guys.
Cheers, man.
Go ahead, you fucking pussy-ass, Muay Thai-kicking, pussy-licking motherfucker.
No way, you son of a fag.
What's
up? Who the hell's dead, dude?
Oh, am
we
I
thought
on?
You died. You're on.
No, I'm dead. I do want to start out with this. My opinion is
Corey,
my opinion.
Corey, hold on.
I don't
Corey,
want,
Corey,
what,
Corey,
okay,
Corey.
Okay.
I know you get all fucking excited and want to fucking just start rambling off at the mouth, but how the fuck have you been?
How's what?
How have you been, man?
What? How have I been?
How
I've been
have you
great.
Been?
I've been awesome.
I'm glad.
I mean, I worked my ass off, but besides that, I'm good.
Hey, you're saving lives. You're saving lives, bro.
Now that you said that, we want to go ahead and hear your fucking rant. Go ahead.
Okay, so basically what I just want to let everybody know that my opinion is my opinion. It doesn't reflect the opinions of anybody on the show.
This opinion
so
is not, because I've done got a precursor of what this is about. So
exactly.
Go ahead.
So if anybody wants to get pissed at me, blow up my Facebook, fuck me. Yeah, just blow up my shit. Don't blow up anybody else's shit. So, and if you do get pussy hurt, then it's probably about you. So I'll just say that. Anyway.
Mark Wahlberg is not affiliated with this.
I have been I've been noticing the steady decline in the MMA scene in Eastern Tennessee, besides the evil, which is kind of sad. And I just want to say this: if you are training at some other school besides the evil MMA in Eastern Tennessee, like, let's be honest, like, if you're training there, you're basically, and you're doing it by your own free will, you're basically a pussy. Like, that's just what I want to say. That's all I want to say. Like, if you're training, and this is basically about the Cheeto and Ludus, and you just don't want to fucking spar, you don't want to do this shit, so I'll say that. Anyway, and I don't have anything against you all, personally, but come on. Are we fucking being serious right now? I mean, really? Like, you all think you are like, real MMA schools? But I feel like, I really feel like my 75-year-old grandma could teach you all a couple things about fighting. I'm not being mean, but Jesus Christ, you all are having a 125-pound amateur MMA fighter come in for $50 a fucking person and for a fucking seminar when you have an RFA signee 20 minutes up the road, not to mention probably 3 world-class coaches, and you're going to pay this motherfucker? And I'm not talking shit about UA Samples, but Jesus Christ, come on, man. Are we fucking serious right now? God damn. Fuck. Come on. Oh, my God. I can't do it. My brain hurts, bro, from all the stupidity. I can't fucking do it anymore. It's terrible.
Oh, man.
So basically, if you're not training, this is the public service announcement for the night. If you're not training to be evil, get the fuck on. What the fuck are you doing with your life? Quit. Either
we can't
quit
warrior,
or go
bro.
To evil. Jesus Christ. You're
we
you fucking
can't
suck.
Bro.
Okay, so anyway, basically, if anybody wants to get pissed, just blow up my Facebook. Don't blow up Adams or Dustin Dream Ale. It's all me. So get pissed at me. But that's really how I feel, though. I think you all are all pussy.
I mean,
so,
here's the thing, Corey, with that whole situation. Like, you know, I understand that there's people that come to our gym, and Dustin can vouch, or anybody that's at the gym can vouch. Everybody that comes to our gym and trains with us, Josh Carter being one, I'll throw out a few names that's come up and said that. Who else? What's the redhead? Cody Farley. Several other people come up to the gym and said, y'all train like this every day? And I'm like, yeah, we just ain't making it fucking special. We ain't just making it fucking special for you. You know what I mean? We ain't just going up there and going harder than motherfuckers.
Well,
for
we
you.
We put it down a little bit.
Yeah, and we normally do. Yeah, we do turn it down, you know, the first couple times. But, like, that's just the thing behind it. There's just not many MMA schools that – not many MMA schools. Not many people that want to train that hard, you know. I mean, you know, everybody at D-Evil has the same goal. We want to be the fucking best. We want to kick some ass. We want to fucking show out in our fights. And these other schools, and, you know, it's just they want to – and I'm not even saying, like, you know, Casey or Stryker or – I'm not saying that they don't do some things hard. But when it comes down to it, when you're actually not getting the cardio, when you're not doing the sprints, when you're not sparring hard at least 2 days a week, when, you know, this, that, and the third, it shows in your fights, you know, 100%.
Exactly.
So,
it does.
It's just, I think that we've got such a good thing that we're doing. You know, we're kind of having a light sparring on Monday and a little bit harder on Wednesday, and then we spar hard on Friday, and Tuesdays and Thursdays is wrestling and jiu-jitsu, and, you know, we're working on striking and blocking and, different techniques Monday, Wednesday, Friday before we do the sparring and things like that. So, I mean, I just think that the system that we have, and then we're doing the sprints Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and doing light cardio Tuesday, Thursday, so we're getting our rest, but we're also getting our work. And me and Tyler and some other ones are starting to do some training at 12 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays as well, so we're doing 2 days. On, you know, it's just the fact that we're just doing so much, you know, to I don't know. I think we're just doing everything right now, you know. I mean, we got exactly
well, bro, I mean, or you could be a pussy and go to one of the other schools, so there's that. There's always that. You can be a wannabe, wear your fucking tap out shirt, and go to one of the other schools. So whatever you want to do.
I don't know. Reebok makes green and purple, don't they?
Reebok does make green and purple. Now, and let me go ahead and say this, because I actually want to make a Facebook post, because here's what I wish, and I really wish that, because even now I'm hearing that some schools are kind of going back to the old fucking no cross training type of shit. And there's 3 or 4 guys that keep saying they want to come train with us, but they can't because their coach really don't want them to. And, you know, I just wish that there's some, you know, they would come up and train with us and, you know, get some good work. I don't care if they train with us, you know, fucking once a week or once a month. But, you know, Josh Carter has made a decision that he wants to be the best and to talk to Gene Quick about it and, you know, look where he's at. You know, and I'm not even saying that our gym is, well, I pretty much am saying our gym is the best. But,
yeah, you are.
And
come train with us for a solid week and see how fucking sore you are and see if you don't feel better than you ever fucking have the next fucking week when you're doing it again. You know what I'm saying?
Well, if you end up quitting like me and fucking be like, why'd you quit? Like, go there for fucking a week and see how sore your ass is.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And 68-year-old woman.
If I would have enrolled in the shit classes, I would have fucking thrived, dude. Shit.
No,
nobody told me.
He got beat by a 42-year-old pregnant fucking girl.
She wasn't pregnant at the time, ass bag.
Now she's pregnant. She's fucking pregnant, Mark. She's going to be fucking pregnant from now on in the story. She started off with being 38, now she's 42 and fucking pregnant with a bad hip.
She would kick my ass all over that place, dude. I'd never see it coming.
He's got the crying bastards in the background because I've done kicked mine's asses and put them to sleep.
Hey, my dog's on here tonight.
So Corey, man, what's up, man? When you coming down, dude? I'm fucking, you know, just tell
me. No, I'm coming down next week. I got to go to Indianapolis. I'm making a trip to Indianapolis. I'll be up next week, and now
what
I'm doing.
I got a week at Lewis left and a week at Bushido left, and then I'll be there.
What?
So 3 weeks. You got a week at Bushido and a week at Lewis.
I'm off next week, so I'm good. So I'll be up there next week, and I'll be working everybody's fucking pets because I heard you motherfuckers were going to try out for the Ultimate Fighter.
Yes, we are.
God damn it. 21 fucking days. 21 days away
there
from Friday.
There you go,
Friday.
Buddy. So,
we're
all on point. But anyway.
You should go, Corey.
I should go. I'm fat and out of shape,
they're
bro.
They're looking for the soccer kick guys in the fucking face.
Hey, when Friday has a tryout, you can go to that, Corey.
Bro, Jimmy, how's that?
Okay.
I heard this shit in Chattanooga. Hey, you know Corey's fucking popular? Yeah. That guy's a fucking dick.
That's exactly right. That's why, what does everybody think of a fucking asshole? I'm not that bad of a guy. Jesus Christ.
Apparently, Kep is more socially inept than you are.
I think you're an incredibly nice guy. I don't have a problem.
Dude, I told every one of these guys that shit, and they're like, you're a fucking liar, dude.
Fucking bag. Me and you never had no problems ever since Billy Cody shut the hell up, so. Time out. Has anybody, Corey, have you, no, I don't let anybody do it, but I will. Has anybody seen the shit that I've been talking to the Fergusons on Facebook?
I have seen a little bit of it.
Oh, my God.
I'm about to invite you right now, Corey, so you can read some of this shit.
Fucking epic.
Oh, dude, it's fucking more than epic. I mean, it is incredible.
These are the fuckers from Kentucky, right?
Yeah. So when you get invited to this fucking event, just scroll down a little bit and you'll see where it says what bum is Ferguson fighting this time. I'm gonna read a few of my highlighted comments in this so-called post. That was the headline of the post: is what bum is a Ferguson fighting this time? His dad on down 3 years said. That said, Adam, you have got to be the most jealous, immature person I've ever seen in MMA. Obviously, you've never heard of Jeremiah Harper.
Oh, wait. Start over. What?
It says, Adam, you have got to be this is Bruce Ferguson. This is Bruce Ferguson Sr. So it's BJ Ferguson, Taz Ferguson, and Isaiah Ferguson's father. I want to fight any one of them that'll fight me. Neither three of them will.
They should call me to the shoulders and fight you.
Yeah. So I would fight two of them. I would fight one back. I mean, back to back. I would fight Isaiah first, and I would fight BJ's fat ass. So it says, you have got to be the most jealous, immature person I've ever seen in MMA. I said, LOL, how? Because both the fat one and the other one fought at 135. But the last time they fought, he missed weight at 145 and weighed in at 151.2. And I said, and the one that's like 13-3 has never beat anyone with a winning record. I said, all they both got to say is they want zero prime time, and I'll never hear from them again. I said, no, sir, I'm just stating facts. And then he goes down through here and says, Samosha, he's like, no, I was going to talk to some people about this fight until I read these comments and saw the level of people that we'd be dealing with in the MMA business.
You mean pros?
And my comment back was, now, if this would piss you off and make me want to fight me, it says, there is always a fucking excuse. Just say that you raised some pussies and I'll leave you alone.
I'll leave a queer kid years alone after this.
So then they just fucking get on here and he still never fucking says no shit. Then he makes a little couple memes and I make some cooler fucking memes.
And then you just feel fucking, you just gotta go through and read this shit, dude. If you need a good laugh, it's hilarious.
Can you tag me in that too, please?
I will. I'll invite you to it right now, Mark, because I'm on here right now. So, Corey, when you get that event or that thing.
Yeah, invite me to it because I want to read it.
Me too.
Yeah, so y'all got to. I just invited you, Mark. You can go down to there too and read some of the funny shit. So,
but I'll have you a fight in a week, bro.
Well, I'm telling you, dude. After, I mean, I've taught them everything, but I've taught them local ass bitches, fucking pussy ass bitches. I mean, seriously. I'm fucking serious. I mean, it's on here. You'll see.
Lead drinkers.
So,
a bunch of lead drinkers,
about.
Don't we? Don't we, Corey?
Yeah, buddy.
Them lead drinkers ain't no good, son. There's some nurse shit.
Drunk Corey gets.
Yeah, but.
Corey, remember that when I put you in fucking bed at the goddamn hotel?
Dude, I was so drunk. I don't even know what the hell was going on. I remember asking your wife if she had some friends that I could fuck.
Like,
was that
like,
what I asked? I don't even know.
Yeah,
that was your first question, bro.
He's like, Maggie, I know you got some hot friends I can fuck. I'm like, God. I was like, now you have zero friends.
Try working with him, dude. It's just as bad.
That's what you and Chris were in there the rest of the night. You and fucking Chris Wright, wasn't that his name?
Oh, yeah, Chris. Me and Chris Wright were chilling at the hotel.
Yeah.
Chris Wright.
You motherfuckers were in there the rest of the night. I was passed out. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. Martin drugged me.
Fucking,
that's what the hell happened.
I fucking rub my balls all over your fucking dick.
All right. This has been another fantastic episode.
Hey, now let me tell you a fucking story. So Mark Laws has a fifth of liquor. Okay, Mark Laws has a fifth of liquor. I'm not going to tell you where we was at or what we was doing, but Mark Laws had a fifth of liquor. And I'm like, Mark, do you have any liquor? I'm not going to go in detail. But so, anyways, he got the fifth of liquor. And it literally had maybe two shots in it. I'm literally saying two fucking shots. And the market had drunk the whole fucking bottle. It most definitely had fucking at the most two shots in it. And I'm like, can I have a drink? Can I have some? He's like, yeah, don't drink it all. Don't fucking drink it. I'm like, God damn, I mean, he was getting fucking up. I was like, it's for me and another person. I was like, are you really going to get fucking mad over some goddamn?
Homie, we were in Chattanooga.
Like,
after closing time on a Saturday night. Don't be talking to me like a juvenile. This is real
Mark,
life shit, bro.
You done drunk your
grown
liquor,
man.
Mark.
I had not. I was down there for three fucking days, bro.
Anyways.
Plus, I had another one in the car that I was never going to expose you to anyway. So
I'm glad
you and your buddy ended up getting a bus from that shit.
Fucking the grown-ups are talking, Mark. Mark. Mark's muted. The grown-ups are talking.
Oh, shit.
Oh. Mark's like the fucking uncle I never wanted. Hey, speaking of which, did y'all see that motherfucking Justin Bieber roast?
It was hilarious. The Martha Stewart was the best. That shit was
Martha
fucking
Stewart,
great.
No. Martha, my three favorites actually this time, normally it's Jeff Ross is my favorite because he just fucking says what the fuck ever he wants to, but Snoop Dogg was my first favorite that time, Martha Stewart was my second, and Shaq was my third. That motherfucking Shaq was goofy. Martha Stewart said, yeah, I heard you finally started doing good, and then you bought a $50,000 watch. She said, I can't really think of the word for that, but... we'll say African American rich until I can think of what it's called. And I was like, oh, she fucking didn't. So, but yeah, that was a funny ass shit. Did you hear about that one dude when fucking like Ludacris tried to punch dude in the fucking face for saying some shit about Paul Walker? I couldn't believe there wasn't no Paul Walker jokes other than that one.
Yeah.
Because
no, they took it off, bro. They took Jeff Ross made a bunch of jokes about
Ross.
Paul Walker. Yeah, they took it off because Ludacris and him got in a fucking fight.
Yeah, because I was figuring, I was like, I know fucking Jeff Ross was going to say something because I was waiting on the fucking Paul Walker jokes all fucking night. Nobody ever said nothing about the motherfucker.
They took it off.
I'm going to have to fucking YouTube that shit and check that out.
Yep, they'll post it.
So, well, anyways, guys, I'm glad to be back on the air with all you fucking homos. So, appreciate it. And